Hi everyone,
this is Shelley G.
and Vicky Z.
And we are
Two Old Bats in the Belfry.
Well, Miss Vicky, I no longer know what month, what year, what season we are in. Thanksgiving is the merchandise is put out in June, and Valentine's Day comes out in December. I was in the store yesterday, and Christmas stuff is out already.
Oh, yes.
And it's 140 zillion degrees, and here we are with Christmas merchandise.
I know.
Holiday, I should say.
Yes, but it is kind of strange. All the TV channels that sell goods, like QVC and HSN and all, they have Christmas in July. And it's so nauseating because who's ready for Christmas in July?
Well, they say it's Christmas in July, but isn't that just a gimmick for them?
Of course it is.
Or, I mean, I get that. It's catchy. But when you go into the store, I just remember growing up, nothing came out before Labor Day.
Right.
Labor Day already, you started to prepare for the fall, you started to prepare for the holidays. Now, it's ridiculous.
Right.
So, I'm confused. I'm old.
I know.
I'm confused. I don't know. Where am I?
I know.
What am I?
I know. I totally get it. I totally get it because it's really strange. When I was growing up, Christmas didn't come out until Black Friday. Now, they have Black Fridays all year long.
Yes, yes.
And I really enjoyed the concept of Black Friday because everyone went batshit crazy.
Yes.
Getting in line, getting their things. And I do think there's a value in purchasing things for loved ones during the year, you know, when you see something special and, oh, that'll be for Christmas. The only problem with that is remembering where you put it once you bought it. Which has happened to me on many occasions. And then I'd find this three-pronged horse and not know who it was for.
So right now we have a whole bunch of baby boomers who are the ones with the disposable income.
Right.
Or a lot of the disposable income, not completely, because I know young people earn money as well. But you have all these baby boomers walking around confused. Where am I?
Yeah.
What month is it? What holiday is it? What are we celebrating?
Right.
And couple that with going into the store and having horrible service.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, does anybody care anymore behind the counter?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. Not to the degree that we should or they should. I worked in retail for all my life, which was a really big mistake because it promises nothing. But it's interesting to me how I was so dedicated to finding, even for a little scarf, finding something special for a particular customer. And now it's certainly not that way. It's really, really sad.
Well, my guess is also that internet shopping has kind of changed the whole dynamic.
Absolutely.
In the actual brick and mortar stores.
Absolutely.
But I mean, years ago, we used to know that if you went into the upscale stores, and I won't name them, that there was always somebody who was dressed in a black suit, who a little older, a little experienced, would come over and say, how can I help you? But now...
Well, there are... So I have nothing against young people. And I can remember when...
Yeah, we once were one.
We were once. I remember going to the Caribbean years and years ago. I think it was St. Thomas, and we were with another couple, and they were older than us. But we were in our 40s and early 50s at the time, and the people who took care of our table were like 19 years old. And I remember my husband saying, well, the world is run by young people now. Well, that couldn't be more true as of now.
Yes.
And I have nothing against young people working, certainly. What I do have is I'm very against the indifference, the incompetence, the really awful way in doctor's offices, dental offices, any office you can name, that there is such a lack of caring.
Right.
There is such a lack of concern. And it's almost like you might as well be a number. And we used to say that years ago, but I think it's really more true in this day and
age. Well, it's, look, at work the other day, I was talking to somebody. This is, to us, this is like the Jetson Society.
Right.
You know, with robots and
monorails
and all kinds of stuff.
Flying cars.
That's right. I mean, that just goes to show how old we really are.
Right.
But, you know, I guess also we're used to service being a certain
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
And when we don't get it,
that's why we go online to shop.
Well, yeah.
Because we have a fabulous mall here, and it's filled with unbelievably upscale
yes.
shops.
Tremendous.
But I haven't been there since COVID.
I haven't either.
I don't even care to go anymore.
Right.
Because it's really not necessary, of course, for someone my age who doesn't need one thing. But I used to just go just to look around
yes.
and enjoy
yes.
window shopping. And I don't even do that now. And it's kind of a shame that I think online shopping has kind of taken away the social aspect.
True.
But I really get annoyed with the some of the service people are just
well, and I
so
think that
indifferent.
That's in any of the businesses now. And, you know, I always try to diffuse situations with humor. And, you know, I'll take that to a certain point. But my frustrations are great. Most of the time.
Right. I agree.
With the end result. But I don't know how we digress from the holiday season, but we're getting to the holidays now, and I don't know. I'm just very frustrated because I don't know what month it is
right.
anymore.
I know.
And we'll leave you with this.
Remember, age is mind over matter.
If
you
don't
mind, it doesn't matter.